Today, we are visiting about what's happening down the Ledges State Park. Andy Bartlett, manager of the Ledges, joins us. Good to have you here, Andy.
Thanks, Jim.
And you brought with you your naturalist, your seasonal naturalist this year, Vanessa Breedlove, right?
Yep.
Good to meet you.
Thank you. You too.
She's so quiet. How do you lead a group of people outdoors? You got to be loud.
Right.
Yeah. There we go. So have you been having a good time down at the Ledges?
Oh, yeah. It has been a blast this entire summer so far.
All right. You've been lucky. You've had some pretty good naturalists over the years.
Yeah, we do pretty well finding good employees coming from Iowa State who are looking to get into this line of work.
So had you been to the Ledges before, Vanessa?
I had not until for this internship this summer, so it's a whole new area to learn and get experience in.
Did you do a lot of exploring, find a lot of different things? Well, you've had so many history things going on that because of the centennial. So, did you take in Bruce Ehrsman's wildlife?
I did. I sat in on that one.
That was a good one. Yeah,
that was good. You had a lot of people turned out for that.
About 70 people showed up to hear the history of the old wildlife exhibit that used to be on the south side of Ledges there.
And believe it or not, so I'm at the fair doing announcing over the weekend. There's a lady there that said, we used to come from Carroll every summer, and we would, you know, camp at the Ledges and do that. And that's the very first place I actually saw a real live otter.
Yeah.
And saw it at the wild. And so she was talking about that. And I said, you just missed the show because it was just last week. But, yeah, no, it's that's one of the things that people that from around here, people that used to go several years ago, because it was what, back in the 80s when
it closed in the early 80s, but it ran for almost 40 years before that in a couple different areas in the park. And I would say arguably that old wildlife exhibit is probably one of the most fondly remembered pieces of Ledges history among people who have had a long history with the park. So it's wildly popular, and anytime you mention it, post a picture of it, talk about it, it gets a pretty good response from people.
See, maybe, well, I don't know. Now we just have all the wildlife out there. So we'll do that. Anyway, in the meantime, a lot of different things I wanted to talk about. Obviously, the flooding, people wonder about that. With the centennial celebration coming up, and we are getting really close, and I look at the calendar, I'm going, yeah, I better get a hold of Andy and see. How are things going? Again, I know flooding was one of the things this year. Came in late in the season. Well, basically, we had a pretty good start to it, and then we had a couple of downpour rainfalls. It was a little different year for flooding this year for you, but things coming back, it looks like?
Yeah, we had three rounds of flooding this year. Two early rounds of Des Moines River flash flooding from rainfall events up and down the Des Moines River Basin up into, you know, southwest Minnesota even.
Sure.
And then that third round was the heavy rainfall event in Spencer Storm Lake area that flushed down through, combined with some heavy rainfalls locally here too, mm-hmm. Which led to Sailorville Reservoir holding a lot of water. So we, you know, the river flooded up three different times, and then Sailorville held a lot of water, which put the most water into the park just most recently. But we crested about a week or a week and a half ago now, mm-hmm. and it's been dropping out at about a foot and a half a day, and it's almost off the roads. So we're looking at probably by the end of this week being high and dry and being able to fully assess what we have for cleanup and then get roads scraped, parking lots cleaned. It probably will take a couple good rinsing rainfall events to kind of wash away some of the rest of the muck and stuff stuck in the pores of concrete and off the leaves of trees and all that stuff. But access should be restored, I'm hopeful, by the middle of August at the latest, if it keeps receding at this rate.
It's not like one of those where we had like these winter snow melt and where it seems to be there a little longer and you end up with a lot more silt and stuff in there. So
yeah, we started the year dry or fairly low river levels, and so, you know, that was to our benefit. But all the combined rain, you know, we can't just look at what happens locally here in Boone County in our river basin. It goes all the way up north and northwest, and so all that rainfall up there might be sunny skies and here in Boone, but we're going to get all that flushing down sooner or later.
And I always look at what's happening on the West Fork, because when the lakes and that up there start to get full, it's going to be a little while for it to run down. It takes time, though. It takes time. But anyway, good. Coming back good, and just a matter of assessing what's going on. In the meantime, Vanessa, you've been able to do a lot of programs. So, and how's they been going? I mean, most of them you do weekends, what, a Friday, Saturday program? Or?
Yeah, try and do one every Friday and Saturday, and then sometimes Saturday nights in the campgrounds if I can find a fun friend from around the park, whether it's a frog, a toad, or sometimes a turtle, tour around the campground with them. But yeah.
So we have that going on now. You do have this weekend, so folks know, we got a couple of them. One is you're going to do flowers first. Let's talk about that. The prairie, I haven't been out to see, but I hear the bloom. The pictures you made available, we posted them online, but it's really blooming.
Yeah, our prairies are basically on fire right now. You know, the blooming of the wild bergamot and the prairie blazing star, compass plant, everything in between this is one of the best times of year for a wide range of colors and flowers and forbs to be blooming in our prairies.
Okay, so you get to take people out there. What, you're going to just go on an evening hike or?
Yeah, so it'll be about a 50-minute hike this Friday, starting at 6:30 p.m. And along the way, we'll point out some of the flowers that are blooming, so you'll be able to learn how to identify those, and also just talking about the history of the Ledges Prairie and what it used to be in Iowa.
Sure. As we heard, we had a couple, what they call them, remnant areas or something?
We have some remnant hillside prairies tucked away off in the corners of the park that are kind of neat. You know, they're unbroken soil and just a special small microclimate kind of ecosystem areas that support some different plant life in the middle of the big block of forest that we have in the park.
Yeah, and the big thing is you guys do go out and take care of those.
Yeah.
Do you do the burns on those and things that you have
to do? They're challenging to get to, I won't lie, but it's really rewarding to see the results of the work this time of year when stuff is in bloom.
So the big thing about the blooming plants and stuff like that, and take them out there and show them, a lot of this area, because this is the area that we generally hike in, right? You got a trail or pathway through there and people can have an opportunity to see it. So dress for it. Comfortable shoes, as I found out a long time ago. Always wear comfortable shoes if you're going to be doing a hike through there. Bring some water, maybe some bug spray. But again, it should be pretty good. And don't pick the flowers, I hear.
That's right. No picking flowers at the park.
Yeah, it's because, folks, it's state park. You leave it there. Just don't leave the rest of your garbage there with it. Okay. Then Saturday night, you're going to do what? Fireflies.
Yep. Saturday starting at 8:30. We will be out by the amphitheater near the campground entrance is where we're going to kind of start, kind of stay in that area. And you'll get to see fireflies up close. They're kind of a fun little unique insect. And
Bring the kids. It's for all ages. And they get out and try to chase them around. I can imagine, try to catch them if they can, but sometimes that doesn't work too well, but some will get them. Some will get them. Yeah, you can see them in a lot of places, but I bet outside, when you get out there by the park, there's a lot. So it looks good. What do they have to do? Just show up?
Yep, just show up.
No charge. Yay. All right, let's talk about some of the things coming up with the Centennial Celebration. I know the Friends just recently met. They've been building towards this, so where are we? How is it coming together? And the big one's going to be in September, I guess, the big celebration or recognition.
Yeah, we're over halfway through our centennial year, which is crazy to think about, but we've been doing monthly history hike programs, and they may not necessarily be a hike in some instances, like Bruce's program this past week, but each month we look at doing some type of highlight of a piece of history of the park. So our next one will be in August, and that's coming up towards the end of the month with Cody Carlson, one of the group members of Friends of the Ledges. He's going to lead participants on a hike to some different remnant structures in the park and talk a little bit about what they used to be and how their history falls in line with, you know, the way in which people used to use ledges before it was a state park. So these history hikes have been really cool, really well attended, and a great way for us to be able to relay some of those stories from the past about what used to be at Ledges and the people who used to use the park. So a great program there. We've also been doing monthly bird hikes with Carl Youngbluth, avid birder, very excellent with birding and different facets of it. His next program's coming up on August 13th. He does these the 13th of every month. And we're really hoping to get some early southbound migratory birds that are stopped over at the park. So we can see some little bit different things other than our normal summer resident birds, which we've been, for the most part, getting the last couple of months. But that's not to say the summer resident birds at Ledges aren't really cool and unique, because we've got great habitat for them. But on August 13th, he'll be doing one at Lost Lake Trail in the morning. And Riggs Wilson, I think, with our Wildlife Diversity Program of the DNR is going to join and talk about a program they've been doing this summer where they tagged a couple of wood thrush birds in the park to monitor their migration and where they're going in the winter and when they come back and all that. So it'd be kind of interesting to hear from Riggs how those wood thrush utilize Ledges and the areas they use, and then when they leave and where they're going and goals of that MODIS tracking program that they do.
We learn a lot. And I think one of the things, just even if people have not been birding before, or if they're interested in seeing what it is, those are things, if they go out with Carl, they'll learn a lot, and they can learn a lot more than to get started doing
birding. Yeah, he does a great job with all ability levels, whether you're brand new to birding or you're an expert. You're going to come out and learn something when you come out, whether it's tactics on how to use binoculars or the habitat of the wood thrush and where to find them. So, I mean, it's really well planned and informative when you come out. So we've been having a lot of fun with those monthly bird hikes.
So go back. I wanted to ask about Cody's presentation, because going to some of the remnant areas or some of the other parts of the park. How much did he know about this? Did he have to study it? How did he become
the go-to guy?
Because normally when I go for history, it's you.
Yeah, no, he got interested in some of this stuff actually through research at McCo's Park and doing a presentation on some of the things in McCo's for the Rotary Club. And then again at the library this past winter, he did a great presentation on some of the past structures of McCo's. And so then that spurred him into wanting to learn a little bit more at Ledges. Cody actually was a seasonal employee at Ledges when I first came to the park as the manager and worked two summers for me there. And so he's always had a keen interest in Ledges and hiking around and going to more of these remote areas of the park, just to appreciate, you know, what they are. And so he's reached out to me, and we're working together on some of the history of these structures, or where things used to be and why they're moved and where they're at now. And so he's coming around to getting a lot of information put together on some of these cool, remnants, I guess you could call them, of facilities in the park.
I was going to say, right now our Oakwood shelter is a little bit. People keep going by and they say, why is it taped off? Because a tree fell on it. That's why. It's a structural issue, and yes, it will get taken care of.
Yes.
We'd hoped it would have been a little earlier.
Yeah.
So be part of this. But it'll be back. And I remember going out there for the winter hikes.
Yeah.
The first day hike.
Yeah.
Needed the fire to warm up. It was really cold that day. So anyway, but those are just a lot of the different things that go on. So again, as we get to our celebration, the big day is going to be what, on the 28th
of September. And it'll be an all-day community celebration. Things really won't kick off event-wise until about noon. But in the morning, the Friends Group is going to do their annual pancake breakfast fundraiser. Mm-hmm. They normally do that in October, but they're going to move it to National Public Lands Day on September 28th as a part of their big celebration event. And so, you know, starting at 7 in the morning, they all serve pancakes like they have, and you can come out and donate and, you know, get a good breakfast before the events start for the day. Vanessa, I'll let her talk a little bit more about it, but she's going to lead a character history hike that morning.
Okay.
And then the rest of the day is going to be full of bingo and carnival games for kids in the campground, bags tournament, bands and live music. And food trucks and vendors that are around the park. So it'll be all wrapped up, I would say, no later than 6:30 or 7 p.m. that night. But we're going to, you know, through the help of the Boone 100 Club, we got funding to help implement a shuttle service, and we're working with our neighbors, Camp Hanashaw. They're going to provide busing and shuttling from not just around the park to the different locations of events, but also to and from Boone, you know, because parking, as we know, is limited at Ledges. So we're going to utilize areas on the south side of town to be able to bus and shuttle people back and forth from the park.
Yeah. Because I fully expect, because the people that have had history with the Ledges, and there are a lot of people one way or another, have an opportunity to come back if the weather's great, and it's going to be a good day. It's just a great time for people to come back and take a look. people that may not have camped there for a couple of years will be shocked by the new campground, things like that.
And we're pretty much already full in the campground for that weekend. The three-month window opened up, and sites disappeared into thin air in a matter of minutes, it seemed like. But a lot of great things going on. I'll let Vanessa talk about her history hike that month or that day for September, but it's a great idea that she generated all her own.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about that, Vanessa.
Yeah.
So first of all, did you know we were doing the Centennial Celebration when you started?
Yeah, it was a big topic when I first, started with Andy and Ledges. He's like, it's the 100th year. The Friends Group wants to do something big. And I believe it was already kind of in the works for that day. So then
it's up to you. What are you going to do, huh?
So they had asked me to do a guided hike. And I kind of put a little spin on it because I do guided hikes all the time, so I wanted to throw, because it is 100 years and Ledges is a state park that you have so much history that is known about it. So along this hike, you're going to be able to meet some of the historical figures from Ledges history, like Carl Fritz Henning, Lewis Pamel, Ada Hayden, and some civilian conservation corps workers.
Okay. How much fun has that been, putting that all together?
It has been so much fun just to
get the history.
Yes.
And then especially when you're out there working in it and you look at it and you go, this is pretty amazing what they did to get this all in place and keep it.
Yeah.
So that's what we like.
That's exciting. Yeah. Characters will be in period clothing and have scripts that talk about who they were and their influence of the park. So looking forward to that one.
All right. I'm not even going to ask you how you got those folks, right? Friends of yours, I'm guessing, or people you know, or just people that you asked to be a part of it.
So Andy has been a big help on that one. Some of them are other DNR personnel.
Okay. So. But willing to come and take part in it, too.
So yeah.
It is a big part of the history, especially for us, even though, we know that so much of it really started the state parks back at that time. It was a big thing. Because Andy does all the state. He does the big history part of it, too. So you like what she's been putting together so far?
Yeah, it's great. Interpretation as a whole is a really important program for us to provide for the visitors and be able to create connections between school groups and campers and just general day use visitors that are coming out to learn more about the park. So it's a really important facet of the park, and Vanessa's been doing a fantastic job delivering those programs.
Okay, now speaking of programs, we'll talk a little bit about some that you have done with Paul Clark, our manager. You've been putting together, had a number of people come in and just do interviews or tell stories of the Ledges in their own words. And I know he's getting ready to start putting those on. I think we're going to be doing those on Sundays.
Yeah, no, that's really cool partnership with KWBG and Friends of the Ledges, where we got this idea as part of capturing the history of the park for the centennial. Memories and stories of people who have worked there and had an intimate knowledge or experience at the park. So anything from flood events that have been significant over past years to the wildlife exhibit and Tape and Bruce and trails work, the shuttle bus that used to go through the canyon, just incredible history, firsthand knowledge history from people who have been there and worked through it. I think we've got over 4 hours of raw audio, and I'm excited to hear it cleaned up and on air this weekend. So that'll be a really neat program going forward, and I appreciate the station's help here with making that a reality.
It's going to be in the 11 o'clock hour. I can tell them that. That's the plan, to have them in there, and we'll have something pretty much each week. Some may end up getting repeated a little bit, but it is all about the Centennial Celebration and the things that they're going to be talking about. If people are listening, they're going, I remember that. That's what's going
to
happen.
And we've got more people that I'd like to even bring in yet still. So a lot of content, a lot of great memories and history of people who've worked there.
We like that, too. You could do Vanessa, too.
Yeah,
What'd you think of all this? All right, so the big things we want people to remember, we got a lot of things coming together for the, and we'll just continue to keep people updated with information about what's going on with the Centennial Celebration. We have a little time yet. Got some cleanup work that'll be done, and I know you've had the Friends and a lot of different groups who will come out and have been helping with some cleanup things that you've had. So please, stay tuned. We might ask you to come out and do a little more.
Yeah, we're blessed with a great network of volunteers that help in a plethora of different things, from history hikes to cleanup to painting picnic tables and everything in between. So if you're interested in helping, you know, Friends of the Ledges meet the third Thursday of every month. They've got a new website live right now, friendsoftheledges.org. It's brand new this year, or you can email them as well. But, you know, I found this year especially, I started doing a weekly newsletter for the park called Ledges Nature Notes that comes out every Sunday evening. And that has been the number one way this year for us to be able to get some of these event information out. And so if you're not signed up and not getting that, you can certainly call the park office or shoot me an email and say, I want to get signed up, and I can add you to that distribution list. And my email's just simply ledges@dnr.iowa.gov. So pretty simple to get signed up, and great content and pictures each week.
And Vanessa, let's go with this weekend first. Friday night, tell them what they get to do if they come out to the Ledges before 6:30. You want to be there before 6:30.
Yeah, so if you come out Friday night, starting at 6:30, we'll go on a little hike through the prairie, and if you look at all the blooming flowers and some of the history of our prairie and the prairie in the state.
So. You'd be up there around the Oakwood Shelter area, up in that vicinity,
yep.
Right across the street from, well, one of the streets, to the prairie area. And then on Saturday night?
Yep, starting at 8:30 p.m. near the amphitheater. It's right in the campground entrance there. You'll see the stage is where we're starting. Not a lot of walking that night, just kind of stay in that area and looking at lightning bugs.
All right, and again, wear good walking shoes. Right. Always do that. Dress for the weather. Have some water, sunscreen, bug spray, whatever you need, and come out and have a good time, too. Thanks so much for coming in and joining us today. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.